Good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
Good morning. Well, thank you.
So, Chris, it is said in Sydney that our live music scene has been suffering for some time. So how can we support local musicians when so many of key live venues keep closing down in Sydney?
Well, look, we hope this is just a short setback, and certainly it's worrying, but there is sort of positive signs on the horizon that it's starting to be addressed and authorities will get behind the industry. But basically, you can expect Sydney to continue to have a thriving live music industry, and partly because the public love live music and we have great artists producing great songs.
Is the problem overstated, do you think? Is the situation or the industry as bad as people paint it out to be in Sydney?
Oh, it's concerning. I mean, the figures that came out a week or so back from APRA, AMCOS, showed that in the CBD district, so just the area affected by lockout laws, there was something like a 40% drop in revenue from performance earnings. And that's concerning. There's no doubt it's a serious issue for our industry.
A big problem as well, especially around the CBD, as you mentioned, is gentrification. People moving into music-friendly suburbs then sort of complaining about the noise. How much of a problem is that?
Well, that's a real issue. It's one that some jurisdictions, notably South Australia and Victoria, for example, are grappling with at the moment. Others, like Queensland, have already dealt with by putting in place very specific legislative arrangements to protect the prior use where you have a music venue. So if a new set of apartments comes in, they have to have a bit more soundproofing and accept a little bit more noise than otherwise would be the case.
Okay, and you're obviously from Brisbane. How does the live music scene compare there compared to Sydney?
Well, Brisbane had a landmark piece of legislation put in place that goes back sort of 15-plus years, and it effectively drew a rectangle around Fortitude Valley, the entertainment precinct, and did exactly those two things. If you build a set of apartments, you have to have more insulation, and you can produce another 10 decibels of sound. Now, that's not outrageous, but that's actually enough to keep the venues able to play the live music and not being closed down. And as a result, and for all sorts of other good reasons to do with Brisbane's indie scene, we have a thriving local music scene here.
Mm. Now, what will your organisation bring to the roundtable happening later this year?
Well, we're a peak of the peaks, if you like. Most of the music industry peak bodies are our members, so our job is to bring parties to the table. We act as a catalyst, if you like, to get the industry to talk about policy development, industry development, and to look at new ways that we can approach, new solutions to crack the nut for the real challenges facing the industry.
And as you mentioned, you're kind of the I guess, bringing people together element of this roundtable, and it is for industry and government, but what about the local community? Can they get involved in this at all?
Well, I mean, there's no reason why we can't have an enthusiast or two, and we certainly will be having some artists at the table, but really what we're doing is looking at the nuts and bolts of how we grow the industry. It's probably one of our more important industries, but it tends to be under-recognised by government. Mm. So this, if you like, is a couple of solid days. It's a bit of a high-end business conference in many ways, really determined to look at ways that we can sort of move the needle so Australian music really gets the place it deserves.
Yes, on that point, do you think that perhaps the New South Wales government doesn't value live music, not just from an employment kind of view, but also from like a culture kind of view, point of view?
Oh, look, I don't think that's the case, and we'd need to get comment from them, but certainly there's a collateral damage. In addressing one problem, there can be unfortunate consequences on other areas of the industry, and certainly music has suffered that collateral damage.
All right, we'll leave it there. But Chris, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
It's a pleasure.
That is Chris Bowen, CEO of Music Australia. He'll be acting as the coming together of the different bodies in a roundtable happening later this year in August. It's called a Contemporary Music Roundtable, being held here in Sydney to fix a system that he definitely described as being concerning here in Sydney, where a lot of favourite venues that house live music for so long have closed down. And it is something that needs to be addressed, in my opinion anyway.